Listener Production.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to The Scorecard. I'm Liam Flanagan, and this is your fast, fun hit of sport for Thursday, the 18th of May. Today, which team won the rights to the NBA's next big superstar? Tim Zoo's date with Boxing Destiny is set, and is the AFL set to embrace a nighttime grand final? But first... The Collingwood Magpies might be flying high atop the AFL ladder, but despite the success on the footy field, on the hardwood of the netball courts, it's a different story.
Netball is facing a new crisis tonight, with Collingwood on the brink of quitting the national competition. Star players have hit out of the move in a fresh blow for Australia's most popular women's sport.
Yes, the Pies look set to say bye-bye to life in the Suncorp Super Netball League, with the club set to review its netball program and the financial investment it requires.
Collingwood is losing up to $1 million a year on its netball team and wants to prioritise funding for its elite women's football program.
Understandably, the Collingwood players are somewhat apprehensive about their future in the game, but netball CEO Kelly Ryan was bullish about the future of the league regardless of Collingwood's involvement.
We will definitely be committing to eight teams. So regardless of the outcome with Collingwood, we will continue to have eight teams in our Super Netball competition. It's an incredibly strong competition as it is. It's the world's best competition already. So we have no doubt that we'll be able to continue to maintain our status with the eight teams.
As well as the Collingwood drama, the entire playing roster of the Super Netball League is off contract at the end of the season, with the current collective bargaining agreement set to expire in September, meaning that essentially none of the players know where or for how much money they'll be playing next season.
The number one pick in the 2023 NBA draft goes to the San Antonio Spurs.
If you're a regular listener to The Scorecard, the name Victor Wembanyama will be a familiar one. But for those first-timers, a brief catch-up.
He's a freak!
Yeah, Wembanyama is a 7'4" French teenager who handles the ball like a guard and can hit three-pointers like a wing. And ahead of next month's NBA draft, some experts have declared the Frenchman the greatest draft prospect in the history of team sport.
That's a bold statement.
But it might be right. Yesterday at the NBA draft lottery, where exactly Wemby will take his otherworldly talents was revealed.
The number one pick in the 2023 NBA draft goes to the San Antonio Spurs.
The San Antonio Spurs walk away with the first overall pick in the 2023 draft. The right to draft a paradigm shifter, a generational talent in Victor Wembanyama.
Yes, Victor Wembanyama is headed to Texas after the San Antonio Spurs, who held a 14% chance in the lottery of scoring the number one pick, landed the biggest prize in basketball. The actual selecting of the French phenom is a mere formality for the Spurs, with Wembanyama set to link up in San Antonio with five-time championship coach and three-time NBA coach of the year, Greg Popovich.
It's a match made in heaven.
So what did the man of the moment have to say to ESPN after learning of his future team?
Can't really describe him, you know. It's just my heart's beating. I got everyone I love, everyone I know around me. It's a really special moment I'm going to remember for the rest of my life.
There's American fans and NBA fans across the world are still learning about you. What is the NBA? What are the San Antonio Spurs getting with Victor Wembanyama?
Team player. I'm going to make everything to win as many games as I can, and I'm trying to win a ring ASAP, so be ready.
Zoo crashing forward with all the time that he needs to finish off the American. He's pouring in shots. His Harrison goes down. Harrison goes down off a bench. Tim Zoo.
2 months ago, that performance by Tim Zoo saw him finally claim a world championship belt, even if it was only an interim one. But now the World Boxing Organization has set the date where Tim will get his shot at all the belts.
The first big moment of a fight, Jermell puts Castaño down yet again. It might be over. Castaño can't get to his feet, and it is all over. Jermell Charlo is your next undisputed king of boxing.
The bosses at the WBO have ordered Jermell Charlo, the undisputed champion of the light middleweight division, to fight Zoo before October this year. The edict means that Zoo will finally get his shot at Charlo after the American previously withdrew from a scheduled fight between the pair after breaking his hand in training.
I'm stopping because my hands hurt.
If Charlo doesn't take the fight, he'll be forced to give up his belt and his titles as the undisputed champ. But Zou has made life somewhat difficult for himself by only last week agreeing to fight dangerous Mexican boxer Carlos Ocampo on the Gold Coast next month in a bid to stay active.
Oh, look, it reminds you how nervous we should be, how scared we should be right now, because everything's there for Tim. The opportunity to become the undisputed champion of the world, something not many people have ever achieved in their boxing careers. It's all on the line in this very tough fight, you know, against Carlos Ocampo, who's one hell of a fighter, a very tough fighter, a type of fighter that Tim has never been in the ring against. So, you know, we're going to have to see a different style of fight from Tim than what we're used to seeing. It's going to be a little bit of a nervous period leading up to this fight. We want to get through this so that we've got that guaranteed undisputed shot against Jermell Charlo.
Zou's promoter George Rhodes from No Limits Boxing speaking to Fox Sports about the situation Tim finds himself in, because if he were to lose to Ocampo, the Mexican would be the one who'd get the opportunity to fight Charlo later this year, and Tim's multi-belt dream would go up in smoke. And I'm going to keep this last one brief, because honestly, it seems ridiculous that we talk about it as much as we do. The AFL Grand Final. It's always been played during the day, but some people want it played at night, mainly the broadcasters. The argument for keeping it in the day is mainly for traditional reasons, and so families with young children can still participate. The argument for a nighttime game is mostly about eyeballs on the TV for the broadcasters. So, who won?
The AFL have decided to stick with the 2:30 p.m. Eastern bounce down from the MCG in the 2023 Grand Final.
In a rare occurrence, the power of the mighty dollar is defeated for basically sentimental reasons. The AFL Grand Final this year will remain a daytime fixture. Drink it in. And that is your Fast One Hitter Sport for today. I'm Liam Flanagan. Make sure you hit the bell icon on your Spotify page so you never miss an episode. And I'll catch you tomorrow for your weekending edition of The Scorecard.
Listener.